The Arts Connections poetry producer, Sarah Schlossman, is always looking for new voices to share with you. One of those voices is a Rollins College student.
Sarah Kate Moore is a student at Rollins College. She has studied in the writing program under Connie Mae Fowler, Philip Deaver, and Russ Kessler. For the past 4 years, she's been a recipient of the annual Arden Gettling Academy of American Poets Prize for Rollins students. Her poems have appeared in Brushing, Double Room, and Lorraine and James. We pick up with Sarah Kate talking about her transition from writing as a high school student to the present day. Were you writing in high school?
I was, yeah, but not very well. I think once I started studying the craft of poetry with sort of, I don't know, the prose, Professor Deaver and Connie Mae, I think that's when I really started to get serious about my poetry.
What kind of a shift have you seen in your writing over the last 4.5 years?
I think when I was writing poetry in high school, I guess all beginning poets do this, but I really feel like I was sort of imitating the voice of poets that I admired. And I feel that through the last few years, I've really begun to find my own voice and my own poetic voice.
Did your voice surprise you?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I've started writing a lot of prose poetry, which is, it's different. It's different than verse, and the flow of the language is just different. It was just a voice that I had not expected.
Is that voice different than your villanelle voice or your other line voice?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, I mean, just like we change our speech patterns or our behavior patterns with different people when you're working in form or in prose or in free verse, I think there's a different voice.
So why don't we start with one of your more traditional pieces, Sarah Kate?
This poem's called Miriam. I actually wrote it in class with Connie Mae. It was the first class I had taken with her several years ago in the summer. It's called Miriam. Miriam was tall, with a good strong stance, and 3 clean children, and thick bathroom towels. Miriam was large, with widespread hands, and eyes set far apart, and deeply. She could sing 4 octaves. She wanted to be thin as a clean white wind, thin as a wrist, as a slit throat, as a scar. Miriam liked precise, and when you told her she was good, she frowned. Which good? What good? The telephone message that, we're told, could save somebody's life? The singing to sleep? She wanted to be thin as a strip of linen, as a frayed string, a breath between 8th notes. Miriam sang herself into a pencil line on an architect's drawing. She sang a razor blade song. She sang a chip of stained glass, the edge of a white countertop. She stretched herself into a thin, thin song, so sharp that like wire it cut through the many tears of the earth. She sang, "Burn my bread to the song of starkness, scrape my stomach, and leave me clean." Miriam, I knew what it sounded like in my head before I actually knew what the words were going to be. I mean, I had the rhythms thought out. That was all there. I suppose it's a little, I don't really write lyrics for songs, but I suppose it's a little like writing a song. If you have the melody first, then you don't have the words yet, but you sort of know what it's going to sound like. So it was just a matter of finding words that fit into those rhythms and to those sounds.
There's another poem that you brought today, Sarah Kate, Paper Crane.
Paper Crane is actually, it started out as a form poem, but I sort of bent that a little bit. My friend had given me a paper crane, and it was just so perfect and so delicate that I wanted to write a poem to it and for my friend.
Like an origami paper crane?
It was, yeah, it was an origami paper crane, and she speaks Spanish and had written all over it in Spanish. It was really very beautiful.
Yeah. So, well, let's hear it.
This is called Poem for a Paper Crane. Let her be tattooed behind my ear. Embroider her with silver thread to the inside of my ear, to the base of my palm. Let her be embedded as green glass above the inside of my wrist. For a love wound, I would let her be tattooed behind my ear. Let her be wound like a pink ribbon around my throat. Sew her to the inside of my ear. To the base of my palm, affix her like a kite. She will wish to nest herself into my hair. Let her be tattooed behind my ear, small as a pinky nail. Tie her to my feet when I dance. I will take her dancing. Cigarette smell wound to the inside of my ear, to the base of my palm. Change her into an itch on my inner thigh. Into my eyebrows, sew her with silver thread. Let her be tattooed behind my ear, to the inside of my ear, to the base of my palm.
Talking about the different feel that comes across in your prose poetry, I would love for you to read What I Want to Be When I Grow Up.
This poem's called What I Want to Be When I Grow Up. A secretary. You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I read well, write well, take direction very well, smile prettily, and even speak French. I like the way the word sounds, secretary. Bought some gray skirts that end just below my knee. Practice catching my hair up and twisting it back. I know what I want to be. Work in a skyscraper, close to the sky. I'll never let them call me an administrative assistant. I hate euphemisms. Passed away. Mr. Manybanks, I'll say, you have appointments at 3 and 4:15. Janice won't be coming in today. Her mother-in-law died. Secretary. When it rains, I'll have a lavender umbrella. In fact, I already have a lavender umbrella. Inside the office, it will be well lit and dry. Up 15 floors, my own desk, space heater for fishnetted feet, a single raindrop on the inside of my left glasses lens. I'll take papers out of a smooth sliding drawer and carry them stacked on my hip to the hallway. I'll bring around a yellow legal pad and a black ballpoint pen, a smooth, thick one with heavy ink that will bleed through. This is not any sort of social commentary. If I didn't have to work, I wouldn't. Liberation would be reading Tolstoy all day long, marrying into money. But I will have to work. Carry around my yellow legal pad. Carry around my yellow legal pad and take notes. I know what I want to be. 9 to 5. Eyeliner and muted lipstick, no sticky mascara. Answer the telephone. I like my speaking voice, though I know I over-enunciate. An actor habit. I practice. You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I practice speaking. I read. I read aloud. I read on the way to the department store to get high heels in both black and brown, to get some yellow legal pads and a thick black bleeding ballpoint pen. Sarah Kate, Mr. Manybanks will say, take this down. To whom it may concern, and, smiling, on my yellow legal pad I will write, in impeccable handwriting, in French, you think I'm a woman, but I'm a window. You think I'm a window, but I'm the gold-smeared sky.
There is a difference. there's a freedom that you allow yourself in your prose work. The voice is different.
It is. I think that when I'm writing poetry, I don't know, maybe it's just the idea that I'm writing poetry and it has to be poetic and it has to be perfect. And when you're writing prose poetry, it's much looser and more mischievous.
It is. That's a perfect description. Thank you so much, Sarah Kate.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah Kate Moore spoke with the Arts Connection's Sarah Schlossman. This segment often features emerging poets in our listening community. If you would like to submit your poetry for consideration, email poeticlogic@earthlink.net. That's our program for this week. Just a half hour this time so we can make way for the Halloween special from the Capitol Steps. Don't forget that they are coming to Orlando in April. We still have tickets when you become a new or renewing member of 90.7. Information is at WMFE.org. But right now, it's Politics Takes a Holiday with the Capitol Steps. I'm Becky Morgan. Join me again next week for WMFE's Arts Connection.